So let's take up the issue of what you guys are supposed to do spending the year in Israel. Okay? You know what? Just right before we get started, I'm curious. Not the Shana Bet guys, but Shana Av guys. What did your parents... Okay, did your parents tell you what you should do? And if they did, what specifically did they tell you what you should do?
They said...
All right, so this is going back to the Mishnah, Imsachem Nun Amud Aleph. Makom, read. Let's get the translation down. So what's halacha? Halacha is like this. Okay, halacha is that we're going to use two examples. We'll use, where are you from, Woodmere?
Lawrence.
Okay, we got a Lawrence guy and a Seattle guy. Okay, Lawrence and Seattle. Okay. Lawrence guy goes to Seattle. Okay, so according to the Mishnah, what are you supposed to do?
According to the Mishnah.
Yeah.
From
each one.
Yes.
Okay, the case is brought down as a case by Shemitah with, 2 years ago we did this. What? Right. So you should, okay, but it sounds like what should you do? So if you, let's say in Seattle, okay, the custom is not to work on Erev Pesach, but in Lawrence, it is to work on Erev Pesach. So what do you do when you go to Seattle?
Don't work.
What's more machmer? To do malach on Erev Pesach or not to?
Not to do.
Not to do.
Right. But let's say in Lawrence it's you're makel about something. Excuse me, you're machmer about something, whatever it might be, right? And then in Seattle they're makel. What do you do?
So you're makel not.
No, you should be machmer, right? But then you got a problem because what does the Mishnah say at the end?
You don't want to start machmer.
So this is the Gemara takes up this issue. You got a big problem. Let's just get our facts. So important point: people are hypersensitive about minhagim. So if you go against a minhag makom, it really riles people up. Okay, that's on a psychological level. Why is this such a problem? Why are we so afraid of going against the minhag makom? What's the problem of going against the minhag makom? Good. What? That's the idea of Aishan Adam.
There's
the one end, if we go against the minhag makom, what's going to happen? So the people are going to... What? It'll be machloksin, which means that people's adherence to halacha is going to be challenged. Okay? People are into uniformity. They want to see... Like you know, they want to see everybody dressed the same way and acting the same way. If they see you being makel and they're machmer, they're going to start thinking to themselves... But on the other hand... What's the idea of Chomer Makom really telling you? It's not, forget the Machmer part. What's it telling you? Who are you? When Lawrence goes to Seattle, who are you?
Seattle.
Are you? Essentially, you're Lawrence guy. You're always Lawrence guy. We'll get to Daito Lachzor in a second. You're always Lawrence guy. It just said Va'ayishana Adam puts a restriction on you not to cause the unraveling of the system. It means the answer is, and this is very difficult, this is what the Achronim struggle with. At what point are you defined as a Seattle guy? I mean, so I'll throw it out there before we look at the Mefarshim, okay? Like how long, what level, what determines your ability to shed your identity as a Lawrence guy and become a Seattle guy? What would you say? One possibility is time. There's a certain period, there has to be a period of time that you're staying somewhere, right, where you can no longer be defined as... What?
Your initial location.
But let me ask you a question. But let's say I get sent up to, just as an example, he's going for a 4-year assignment, but he buys a round trip ticket. You can't buy a 4-year round trip ticket, but I'm saying, in his mind, he didn't buy a 1-way ticket to Anchorage. He bought a round trip ticket. Is that Daito? What would you say about that guy? The Gemara itself leaves us high and dry. Yeah. The Gemara brings out a case where Rav Bar Chana was eating something, okay? And the key thing to get out of this case is what the last line says, which is that why was he able to do it? He was going against the minhag makom, right? Hanimili hecha de ein daito lachzor, right? Rabba barbarachana daito lachzor haba. So if my intention is to return back to where I came from, then what? Then I got to go based on where I'm from, right? But my intention is to stay here, right? When I made aliyah, what happens automatically when I make aliyah?
Israeli.
I become Israeli. Right? There's no 2 days anymore. It has to be one day. Even though I lived 34 years of my life, I was in America. But the moment I do that, what happens? 35. What?
You have Menag
Yisrael. Menag Yisrael?
Once you step off the plane.
Once I step off the plane. Right? One step off the plane. Does that make sense? Because now that's Ein Daito Lachzor.
Can you define it that way?
But right. Well, Ein Daito Lachzor is all we have to work with. Now the question, but this is where things get confusing. Yeah. The Rambam basically is in line with the Gemara. The Rambam says, same thing. You go by the Chomer Makom, right? But then you have the whole issue of Aishan Adam Ne Machlokes. You have this tension, okay? So look at this Chuvas Gaonim. Don't ask me how I found it. Uvnei Africa. And what, they married women from the land. Okay. And they live there.
Adayin.
Adayin.
If that's Adayin.
If they haven't up to this point, lo shahu. Chodesh. Chayavin. Tovim. Kimikoman. Okay. So let's say they get married and they move to Eretz Yisrael. Okay. So what is he saying? What?
2 days.
What? Africans, right. They still keep 2 days. For how long?
A year.
A year.
That's not what you're saying.
Interesting. So you have two, what? What was I saying?
Hell,
you have to establish some type of residency. You got to establish a residency of a year, 12 consecutive months, to do what?
To
right. Okay. Now, Joseph Kaira also wrote a set of Shas and Tshuvas. The author of the Shulchan Aruch and the Beis Yosef and the Kesef Mishnah happened to also write responsa. Okay. Right, so where'd he go? From Israel to where? Right? So, and his intent is to return. So what should he do? Should he daven like an Israeli? And also, he wants to know the reason why people go up to Yerushalayim, right? Before Hesia. Publicly. Okay? Right. And we don't stop them. Okay? So people from outside of Eretz Yisrael will come. What? Ki'iluhu. Adayim b'makom. Alright, so anyone whose intention is to return is always looked upon as what?
That original place.
Exactly. L'chol davar. For everything. Which means that if an American comes to Israel to spend a year learning in yeshiva, to spend time learning in yeshiva, and his intention is to go back to America, what's he always defined as?
American.
An American. For everything. Everything. Okay? No, okay. But what's the one caveat? Sheh?
Bitsina.
Okay. So what's sinna mean? No, that's sinna. Sinna. Sinna means private.
Tanua.
So, the Rav Yosef Kaira says something very important. He says, if you guys who are here, forget the amount of time, you guys are here and your intention is to go back to wherever you're from. So you are Americans here. But does that mean you should daven publicly against the way they daven here? No. So a very main point to get from this, A, if your intention is to return, I don't care, he doesn't say how many years, even if I'm spending 20 years, if I'm on a 20-year business assignment in Israel, and my intention is to go back to Seattle, I'm defined as a Seattleite. But what can't I do?
Go publicly.
Right. So, but those things, those Seattle customs that go against Israeli customs, I do in the privacy of my own home.
So can you do the homework?
It's not that there's no minhag of a second day in Israel, right? There is.
A minhag of one day.
No, there's no minhag of one day.
There's
no second day in Israel. There is no second day Yom Tov in Israel. It's not going against the minhag of Makom. There is no reality of a second day in Israel. It doesn't exist here. You understand? When you hit, you know the pilot. You know what I mean? If you're an American in Eretz Yisrael, for the year, how many days would you hold the Yom Tov?
Two.
Wait, I have a shot.
Yeah. You have to answer it, but right now with the mechaber, it would appear that 2 days is the normal way, and that's why on that chart that's in here, which is the best chart ever put together, that's why he calls it the classical poskim, because the truth is historically speaking, most positions held 2 days. Okay, until we get to source number 6, that's your cue, Rav Serkes. Yes, who is this guy? This is the Chacham Tzvi. One of the most things he's most famously known for is this position. Okay, and the question that's asked him is, a B'nai Chutz La'aretz does what? Arai, what's Derech Arai? It's not spelled right, but what? Not, no, it's not permanent. Arai, right? Heyach Yisnag V'Shlosh V'Galim. Kibnei Eretz Yisrael. So if you come to Eretz Yisrael, like you guys, right? If you're coming here temporarily, so the Chacham Tzvi takes out the question, what should he do? And amazingly so, what does he say? Nira l'nias daiti? Ha-mo'adim. Ke'echad?
Ke'echad.
Ha-toshavim.
You should do wherever you are.
Well, certainly for this. Okay, you expanded that a little bit, which you have the right to. What does he say? He says, you must, listen to his language, you must follow the mo'adim as if you are an Israeli. Okay, you act like an Israeli.
It only applies to
Israel. He says this isn't like a case where you're American who brings with you your chomer makom, like tefillin, brachos, kriyas shema, she'ein on chomer batzem. Sharei, listen what he says. What's his svara? Okay, so you got to appreciate his svara. That's the main point here. What's his svara? Svara is a good svara. He says it. You're over Navera. Okay, why? Because think about it. Well, why is it about Tosef?
If you're adding on to a derivative.
Because you can only say this is to me the most compelling svara. So I'll tell you what why I read into what he's saying. You can only say that you're going against a minhag makom if there is a minhag makom to speak of. But you can't tell me that when I'm in Israel, there's no reality of a second day. No, so I'm adding something. I'm acting in a manner that doesn't exist here. All the cases of minhag that are brought down in the Gemara, where are all situations where it's not a din of yom, it's in the certain practices. But this is saying, as soon as I hit Israeli airspace, there is no second day. So there's nothing to speak of. So if I act, if I'm nohag on the second day, as if it's the second day, I'm Baal Tosef. I'm creating a halachic reality that doesn't exist here. How can I do something like that? They give up. There is no vehicle that exists in this country to allow for an expression of a second day. Rosh Hashanah Zalman brings down the shita that holds three regalim. See, now getting into some of the specifics to come at is, what does it mean? Let's say there's an idea called daito lachzor, which is where a person's intention is to return. But the question we're struggling with is, how much time has to go by before you're declared a resident here, where you shed your status as being, let's say, a Seattle person, and you're really an Israeli? So once she does to say 12 months, okay? Rav Moshe brings down, as long as you're getting money from your parents, you can never be considered to be truly removing the shackles of your previous identity. The Rav Shlomo Zalman brings down three regalim, which is a nice idea also. If you hear,
you have to get.
He says, other have adopted an opposite style of compromise, this is source number 9, which some humorously refer to as, quote unquote, 2.5 days. Okay, they follow what was always a majority opinion and observe 2 days Yantav. Right, abstaining from halacha on the second day, davening tefillas yom tov, including reciting a kiddush and observing the second seder, but at the same time, being choshesh for the opposing view and putting on tefillin on the second day without a bracha, and listening to avdol and shul at the end of the first day. So this is really bizarre because I'm not, in all due respect to Rav Schachter, what he's suggesting halachically sounds very nice, but conceptually is very difficult to understand because what he's suggesting is a fusion of both realities. That because he's saying you should try to take into account as many positions as possible.